It's noon here in Ventnor City, New Jersey, and our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and this is news that you can use from Car Edge for Tuesday, April 16th, with your hosts, me, Ray, can't afford a collared shirt today, and my son, Zach, who, well, definitely can. How are you today, handsome?
Happy Tuesday, everyone. I am doing great. Glad you are here with us. Today's show brought to you by us, CarEdge.com. Go ahead and check it out. And Dad, today we're going to be talking about the domestics. What about the domestics? Well,
What about those domestics?
When we dig in, we know that car prices are finally dropping. We talked about that yesterday, but I wanted to quantify how difficult of a situation the domestics are in. First things first, Dad, Ford is sending their dealers 144,000 trucks over the coming weeks and months. F-150s and Rangers aplenty, and Lightnings are actually going to be shipping again soon as well. Ford had delayed and held on to vehicles. We got many reports from our community, people driving near the Rouge plant and various other places in the state of Michigan. Ford trucks sitting everywhere. Like a deluge is about to come out onto dealer lots. This is just going to add insult to injury, isn't it?
Well, if some dealers have large amounts of inventory to begin with, and there's quite a few vehicles on their way, and let me think, floor planning costs are higher than they've been in years. This could. This could make for some additional savings on the F-150 series moving forward if inventories are growing that quickly, and especially on Lightning.
It's almost like they created a bottleneck, right? They didn't ship these vehicles for a period of time because they need to get rid of the 2023s. So this is just a Ford problem for the moment, but they had to get rid of the 2023s. But now they've opened it back up and said, okay, but now here's all the 2024s. Like, there's an insane number of new Ford F-150s, Rangers, and Lightnings about to be on dealer lots at the exact same time when there hasn't been this much downward pressure on price 2 years, 2.5 years. If you're a Ford buyer, I'd say wait. I mean, obviously do your research and everything, but May, June for a Ford F-150, holy cow, these dealers are going to be bleeding red. And the OEM is essentially the one that's done it.
I don't know off the top of my head how long the floor plan assistance from Ford pays for keeping their vehicles in inventory. But I can't imagine that it's more than 45 or 60 days max where they pay maybe the first 2 months worth of flooring. As these vehicles begin to age out, and they will, it becomes increasingly more important for a dealer to start moving that aging inventory, because the cost of having that inventory sitting there on a daily basis is skyrocketing. The Fed has indicated that there very well may not be any rate decreases this year. Yeah. Now, that means the longer the inventory sits, the higher the cost is for the dealership. And there doesn't seem to be any relief of that in sight as far as interest rates coming down. So, I would just think that that should motivate dealers and dealer principals to be holding meetings with their staff, reminding them of the importance of turning vehicles as quickly as possible.
I want to dig in more on Ford for a moment here before we turn our attention to the other domestics. Ford said on Thursday, so this was last week, it would begin shipping to North American dealers 144,000 of its redesigned F-150 and Ranger pickup trucks that it built but held back until now in an effort to head off quality problems. I'm just going to call a spade a spade. I don't think they held those vehicles back to head off quality problems. Ford has never demonstrated intention to want to head off quality problems. Their executive team literally came out, I think it was 2 years ago, and said their new strategy to identify quality control issues was to leverage social media to listen to consumer complaints. They held off sending these vehicles to dealers because these are the redesigned 2024 model year units. And Ford was the manufacturer that had the most 2023 new cars still on dealer lots as we got into the new year. This is just a, as you would like to say, that a whole can of BS right here. They held 144,000 vehicles hostage. And now that they've been able to sell enough of the 23s, they're opening up this like tsunami of inventory.
You know, I can't say that I disagree with you because I don't disagree with you. I tend to agree that the PR nonsense of we were holding them for quality control reasons is just absolute 100% unadulterated BS. Okay. They held them back because they had way too many 2023s still left because, well, they produced way too many late in the year, okay? And so they had to hold all these vehicles back. And now they're going to flood the dealers with these vehicles. And the dealers still have, if you go to the CarEdge website and do a vehicle search, I bet you they still have a poop ton of brand new 2023 F-Series pickup trucks still in dealer inventory. So this is just going to create a conundrum for the dealers as to how we're going to move the 2023s. And I really, as the dealer principal going, I really don't want those high-priced 2024s sitting out there for a very long period of time. This is what will motivate dealers to take shorter deals.
Which is why I think it's fascinating. We are on the heels of the lowest new car prices in the past 2 years. That's the Kelley Blue Book data.
Yes.
The same exact time you get that headline, you get the, we've got 144,000 pickup trucks that we're going to ship to our dealers that we were holding back. And look, like the magnitudes of scale here are huge. Go for it.
Well, I was going to say, that's just the 144,000 that had been built that was sitting there. Doesn't mean they've stopped building any. So it's, you know, as they're shipping those 144,000, there's more being built. There is, to use as many big words as we can today, there is a plethora of Ford pickup trucks, 23s and 24s that are brand new that will be available shortly on dealers' lots. So just look for that plethora.
So there are still 29,321 2022 and 2023 new Ford F-150s on dealer lots. When we zoom out here for a quick second, 370 days they've had this one, 103 days they've had this one, 95 days, 109 days, 139 days, 203 days. Here's a recent one that came in, right? A $73,000 layer. Like these trucks, oh my God, $90,000. Yeah. They must have upfitted it. But anyway, these cars are sitting, these trucks are sitting. And then again, let's pull in now just the 2024. So let me set this over here to 2024. Let me set this to 2024. So there's about 30,000 2022 and 2023 new Ford F-150s for sale. And then there's 55,000 new 2024s. And the headline being, there's 144,000 trucks on the way.
Yeah.
If you do not need a science degree, you don't even need us, folks. You just need the information. Like there are deals. The deals will continue to get better for Ford products. And obviously we're going to talk about the other domestics in here in a second. But that's the lay of the land.
As Mark Miller noted in the comments section, it is inconceivable. Okay. Absolutely inconceivable that Ford could screw up so badly with the late production run of 2023s and shipping all those to the dealers, and now a staggering number of 2024s. It's absolutely inconceivable that these executives can be so inept at times, but the rewards for that ineptness are great.
We've got more on that coming later in the show. That this is also happening with Stellantis. This is happening with Jeep, with Ram, Chrysler, with Dodge, and with General Motors as well. The thing that feels uniquely Ford is maybe the scale at which they've kind of gotten themselves in this pickle. The fact that they withheld the 2024s. We've seen 2024s from other automakers for a while now. Ford was the automaker that said, you know what, we're going to hold these back for heading off quality issues. But this is there's some aspects that are uniquely Ford, but this is just a general, like, Jeep, Ram, Chevy, and Ford, they need to lower prices. They will continue to lower prices. And I think it's almost like the beginning of a return to normalcy for the domestics in the United States, especially as they continue to compete with the import brands, the Hondas, the Toyotas, et cetera, that continue to get market share and have more pricing power. So I think we'll switch gears in a second here, but broad strokes, this is a great time to be a customer for a domestic vehicle. You just need to know how to negotiate.
You have more leverage today than you've had in almost 3 years. Okay? You absolutely have more leverage today than you have had in 3 years. And I know, I read the comments. A $2,000 or $3,000 savings off a truck that's gone up in price by 30. It's nothing. It's not going to get me to buy that. Would you rather have no savings? Okay. Would you just rather be able to complain and say everything's priced too high and not have them discounted at all? Or can you look at it and say there's a wee bit of positivity there? And the positivity is the prices are going down. Okay. Recognize that things are getting better price wise, as opposed to keep complaining to me, well, the prices went up too damn much. Yeah, they did. And now they're coming down.
Dad, I think you got to be careful, man. You are personifying our audience, our community, as saying, wee, and, you know, talking with like that voice. You gotta be, well, why don't you just like, try it again, but just talk in your normal voice.
I don't have a normal voice. I have an Abby normal voice. It's just I get frustrated. I get frustrated because, yes, the prices went up a whole bunch. Yes, the prices are coming down. Not as much as the prices went up. But, you know, when you think about it, they never do. They never do come down as much as they went up. Doesn't happen. That's why prices continue to go up year after year after year after year. It's not like, hey, they go up for 3 years and then what the hell? We're going to drop them to a 5-year low. It doesn't happen. So let's deal with reality. And the reality is the prices are getting cheaper, and celebrate that, you know, rather than there was one comment the other day. I'm not buying an electric vehicle till it comes down to $5,000. Well, why don't you just say you're never buying an electric vehicle and leave it at that?
All right. We are going to come to the chat here for a moment. Then we're going to switch gears onto another topic. We have from Frank. Frank on the team here at Car Edge. Frank, it is very kind of you. We met Frank through YouTube, and Frank now works on the Car Edge team, caredge.com/careers. We're always looking for awesome people to join our team. Hey, everyone. Haven't been on a live stream in a while. I just want to thank the community and, of course, Ray and Zach for keeping me busy. Frank, we couldn't be here without you. Thank you for all that you do behind the scenes for the Car Edge team. And then we've got here Dad from AS saying, I got a 2024 Ford XLT Maverick for under invoice. It felt like a good deal to me. Yeah. Yeah.
Be a good deal. Yeah.
That's the one truck, man. We covered it. I think it was Maverick production was down in the most recent month of data we had month over month. And it's like, why, guys? Like, that's the one everyone wants, is produce the Maverick. So to get one under MSRP is a deal. Under invoice, it's unbelievable.
It's down because they don't make as much money on them. That's why it's down.
All right, let's help Dylan out real quick, and then we will jump to another topic. Dad, can you read me this VIN?
I can. It is 2FMPK.
You got, when you do M's and N's, you got to give me something.
Okay, here, let's start over. It's 2FRANK-MARY-PETER-KENNETH-4JOSEPH-91-LARRY-BOY-BOY-18652.
Was that boy boy?
A boy boy. I could have gone bowl bowl.
You could have gone bowl. Give me a second here, guys. Let me log in to my other account. So bear with me for a quick second. You've got more
accounts than any. You know, I don't even have an account. No, I'm lying. You should probably do something about that. I have an account.
Do you actually have an account?
Yeah, I do. I do.
We can get you an account.
I think I logged into it the other day.
I'm glad you logged into it the other day. Yeah. All right, here we go. Give me a second here. It is loading. There we go. Let's see what happens here. All right, so there we go. So this was a trade-in. That's the first thing I'm noticing. This is a 2024 Ford Edge. Yes. Yeah, well, because it ends in a letter A on the stock number, Dylan, so that means it was most likely a trade-in. You could probably also just ask them and they would tell you that. Our algorithm is saying shoot for a $1,300 discount, about 5% off. 41,000 miles. They've had it for 190 days. There's not a ton of them. There's only four similar vehicles for sale within 100 miles, and four of those sold in the past 45 days. Looking at the price history, they've come down on price, man.
Well, I don't know. You know, if you're sitting on a truck for 100 days, yeah, you better believe you come down on price. You're supposed to be looking at price every 10 days. So, yeah, good for them coming down on price. Good for them doing what they're supposed to do.
Dylan, I would go negotiate with these guys. Shoot for another $1,500 off, but they've obviously been aggressive. I mean, they originally had this for sale at $34,232, and now they've got it listed for sale at $26,533. Do it, man.
Yeah, well, that's because it's time. They took their shot at 34. Maybe they'll let it go at 25. Maybe they'll let it go at 25.9. I don't know, but they're, you know, if they've had it as long as they've had it, they should be pretty damn motivated to get rid of it, because it's not making them any money sitting on that piece of real estate.
Yeah, 190 days that they've had it. Hey, want to remind everyone that here on the Car Edge Car Search, we have email templates that you can use, and my dad is actually working on updating these right now.
Yeah, so I almost didn't make. I was so busy rewriting and adding to the email templates that I didn't realize what time it was, and I very nearly missed the beginning of the show, folks, because I was working for you.
Updated email templates coming soon. You can get them on caredge.com. All right, I want to put everyone on the spot. Interest rates, you mentioned it earlier, the Fed signaling maybe we won't see changes there. Pops, what do you think? And chat, everyone here with us in the community, what do you think the average, this just came out this morning, the average used car and new car auto loan interest rates are?
Used 14.23%. New 9.67.
You're good, man. You're like really good.
Really?
Yeah. That's like scary. Used is 14.21. So you were off by 0.02%.
Yeah.
And new is at 9.81. So you're off.
Oh my God. I was off by 14. Oh my goodness.
Can we sit with this for just a second? So like that gentleman who asked for our help with that Ford, what was it? A Ford Edge, I think.
ST, yeah. Ford Edge ST.
Let's just sit with that for a second, Dad. So I'll jump back over to that vehicle. We can look at this together. Yes. So we're saying try and get it for $25,000 plus taxes and fees out the door. Let's go to the monthly payment calculator. So let's say the out the door price is not, what is this saying the out the door is? Oh, it's got tax.
Yeah.
So let's bring the out the door price down by $1,500.
Okay.
So we'll say we're getting out the door at 28. Most people not putting any money down loan term. This interest rate, we have it at 8% in the monthly payment cap, is too low.
Well, it's too low for new, let alone for used.
So what, you know, this is a $567 a month payment right here if I've got no trade and all that fun stuff. I mean, 14.21.
It went up $110 a month.
This
amazing what higher interest rates do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how higher interest rates can make things less affordable for people.
I mean, this is what's keeping people out of the market.
Well, it's certainly a contributing factor. And, you know, as I said earlier, the Fed has indicated that there might not be any reduction in interest rates this year. If there is one, it'll be somewhat minimal. The higher interest rates and the higher monthly payments are going to continue for the rest of the year. So at some point, something has to change if you want to get more people back into the market. And that something has to be pricing.
Or subvented interest rates. Like I'm thinking about those 144,000 new Ford trucks going to dealer lots. There's got to be 0%, 0.9%, 1%. There's got to be some support. Who's buying a $75,000 Ford pickup truck with a 9.81% interest rate? I mean, that just sounds like financial suicide, man.
The average
new car interest rate is 9.81%. Like,
yeah. I mean, you say it sounds crazy. And honestly, from all my years in the business, as I've told you in the 80s, you know, interest rates were car rates, auto loan rates were 14, 15, 16, 17%. So that, you know, 9.81 to somebody that experienced the type of rates that I experienced in the 80s, 9.81 is still a somewhat reasonable rate. The problem is that back in the 80s, when the rates were as high as they were, well, the prices were considerably less than they are today. So pricing in relation to interest rates, you know, there was really no comparison. Today, the prices are high and the rates are high, and that is the perfect storm to keep people out of the market.
Here we go. We found a King Ranch, right? Brand new. This is one of the new ones that's just being shipped out, okay? 2024 Ford F-150 King Ranch. $78,000 MSRP. 119 days supply. There's 153 of these trucks for sale within 500 miles of this dealer, and only 58 have sold in the last 45 days. That's not good. What I want to look at here.
Yes.
Dealer's advertising it at $3,000 under sticker. That's great. Oh. I want to look at your monthly payment. So your out the door price is going to be over $80,000. Let's do it. 9.81. I'm purposefully hiding it on the screen right now. What's your monthly payment going to be over 60 months for something like this?
I'm going to guess $1,275?
I'm going to guess $1,400.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh God, my God. $1,733. Yeah.
We do this for a living every single day. And that's how like it's hard to just even think, oh, I'm financing $82,000. Over 5 years, and I'm going to pay 9.81% interest. That's $1,700 a month.
Okay, but do it for 84 months. And the reason I say do it for 84 months is because maybe the 9.81% average interest rate on new cars is because of those extended 84-month terms. Well, that brings it down to a very reasonable $1,352 a month. You just save $400 a month by adding an extra 24 months in payments. Who's affording that? I'm not. You know,
let's help
out
one more community. Let's help out one more community member in the chat here, and then go to our favorite segment of the show, Isaac. He's looking at a Ford Mach-E GT. Good price or still room for it to drop more? Let's do the thing. Pops, give me 1 second. I'm going to caredge.com. Went to the car search. I'm clicking on the VIN search. And
it's a 3. Fred, Mary, Tom, Kenneth. 3, Sam. X-ray. Peter, Mary, Bull. 0, 1, 8. 48.
VIN not found. Interesting. So that means that we don't see that maybe vehicle for sale. Right. Isaac, in our database, I am double checking X-ray PMB018. Yeah, I don't know, Isaac. Unfortunately, I can't help you out because we do not see that one for sale on a dealer's lot. I will pull up two comments here, and then we will jump to the favorite segment of the show. Nathan says, just want to say thanks, guys. Used Car Edge for research. Closing on a hybrid Sonata later today for several thousands below invoice.
Good to know.
And a shout out here from Mike Sheehan. Afternoon. Car Edge got a listener shout out today on Clark Howard's podcast. We heard.
Yes.
That is so awesome. I remember when I made cold outreach to Clark Howard's team 3 years ago. They never got back to me, unfortunately. So I know we've had a lot of emails and notes today saying, hey, we got mentioned over there. So thank you to our community member who mentioned Car Edge and our names to Clark Howard.
One of your few cold outreaches that did not work. Go figure. Yeah. You know.
All right. Let's do our favorite segment and then we'll come back to the chat. Go for it, Pops.
Really? You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Stellantis' $39 million pay for CEO Carlos Tavares draws investor ire amid job cuts. Shareholder advisory firms are urging investors to vote against approving the CEO's $39 million total compensation package. Nothing succeeds quite like failure. Although,
you know, when we talk about failure, okay, yeah, there's failure based on sales volumes in the United States. In the rest of the world, they are doing incredibly well. Stock prices, which is all that investors care about and what a lot of CEOs' compensation is based on, share prices are up 60%, 60% year over year. They have figured out how to extrapolate the most out of the least. Okay, they're laying off employees, they're cutting employees, they're cutting expenses, all so they can pad their executive pay. Doing a hell of a job of it. But the thing that he said that struck me the most was, hey, you know, athletes have contracts. F1 drivers have, Formula One drivers have contracts. CEOs have contracts. When did he become the Willie Mays of the car business? I mean, come on. Oh, my God. All of a sudden, he has the nerve to compare himself to world-class athletes who, you know, drive cars at high speed or play soccer or do whatever it is. And what does he do? He cuts people out of their jobs. I mean, come on. That is such BS. Oh, yeah, you're a world-class athlete, Mr. Tavares. Get me off my soapbox, damn it.
That's why we do this segment, folks. We get a hell of a kick out of it. Cloepo, good to see you here, man. This is like a social experiment. Like, when is the well going to run dry is now my question to you, Cloepo. Is this like a three-week thing and then you're burnt out? Do you come back? We appreciate your contributions. For those of you that are new here, Cloepo has been donating to us every day for like the past 2 weeks.
He's helping to pay for my Monfugo or whatever it was. Mufango. Whatever food I have to get in Puerto Rico.
What's a good deal on a Porsche Taycan, a 2021? You want to go on the car search? Or I guess we could spitball it a little bit. I mean, Porsches are depreciating. I'll spitball
it a little bit, and I'm going to say probably around 80 grand. If that's what I think. It's a three-year-old Taycan. Yeah. I mean, no,
EV prices are dropping rapidly on the used car market. So I would say whatever the hell the dealer asking price is, go a little bit below that or a lot of bit.
Yeah.
Above, below that. All right. We've got another thoughtful contribution that came in from Double Agent 412. I want to buy a 2024 Volkswagen Atlas SEL for $47,600 on the money. Dealership offers 1.9% APR financing or $3,000 rebate, not both. Can we negotiate to match their offer?
What does that mean? Can we negotiate? I mean, it's
takes the finance incentive. It's going to be worth more.
Yeah, I would think. Well, it depends how long you're planning on financing it for. If you're paying cash, then you take the rebate. If I don't know how long they give you the 1.9 APR for. Is it 36 months? Is it 42? Is it 60? Whatever it is. So you'd have to, I mean, you really have to sit down with a calculator and figure out which saves you the most over the amount of time that you were planning on paying for it.
We'll do it double agent. Give me a second. Let me share my screen. So let's go to auto loan interest calculator. Got it right here. So what was the price of the vehicle?
47.6.
And then let's say even like a 36 month term, 1.9%. We'll pretend you're in New York just so we can do this.
But you want to make sure that we're only financing 47.6. So tell it not to add fees or anything.
There you go, right there.
Okay.
So your monthly payment would be this much, $1,361. Your total loan interest is going to be $1,400. And $7. Now let's say you took the rebate, which would be $3,000.
Yeah.
So your selling price, your finance amount would be $44,600. Your loan term, let's still keep it at 36 months, but your APR is probably going to go up to what? At least 5.9,
6.9? Probably, I would think at least 7%.
All right, so we'll do 7%. So the number of total interest in the prior scenario is 1,407. The total amount of interest here is 4,976. So it's close.
You're better taking the interest rate for 36 months than taking the rebate at a 36 month finance.
But that's the math. That's the math.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. We've got here from Chloepo, well for CarEdge is still healthy. Thank you, Chloepo. We appreciate it very, very much. And we've got here from Poltergeist, what is the state of Nissan sales on Frontiers? Non-existent. Nissan inventory is just sitting. So you should be able to go negotiate.
Aren't they discontinuing the Frontier?
But I still don't think they're selling particularly well.
Well, why don't we do a nationwide search and see how many there are?
Putting me on the spot this time.
Well, you know, the man donated $1.99. He should get at least $1.99's worth of attention.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
There are 28,592 new and used, and there are 18,700 new ones. We're in Boone, North Carolina. Let's see what the day's supply is in Boone, North Carolina.
Oh, the Titan is discontinued, not the Frontier. Okay.
141 days supply. So yeah, no, I think the Frontier you should be able to.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you should be able to get a deal.
There you go. We've got here from Matthew Hoskin. Matthew, thank you. Mark. Like homes, price to income has exploded as rates collapsed to 0% over the last 40 years. Normal rates means something's got to give or crank up the dollar machine, the printing press. Yeah, I think you're right on the money, Matthew. Absolutely right on the money. Okay, you got some email templates that you're working on that will get updated this week, which I'm super, super excited about.
Yeah,
we'll maybe have another show tomorrow because this is what we do.
I believe so. I understand we will. Yes, you're trying to keep me busy. Yes,
keep you young, and
I saw in the comments that Mufungo, however you pronounce it. It gets a lot of exclamation points. So apparently it's really good. And so apparently I will report back because I promised to have some.
I want to get a diet update before we get the diet update. I will remind everyone, caredge.com, that is our company. My dad and I started it 4 years ago. Frank was here donating in the chat, which was very thoughtful. We've got an incredible team behind the scenes. All the tools and various pieces of data and things like that can be found.
I've lost 2 pounds. 2 pounds. Yes. And I'm still not drinking any ginger ale because it's got sugar in it. I'm still drinking my coffee with sugar and half and half. I shouldn't, but I am. I cut back and I even went for a walk yesterday.
That's what I want to hear. Exercise is so good for you, Dad.
Yes. And I realized on my walk, I need it because it was like, Jesus, you haven't done this in a long time. I'm tired already.
Okay. I mean this like as your son, very genuinely. Please try and keep that up. It is so good for your longevity, for your health, for your quality of life, Dad. You know, like I want you to be able to do all the things you want to do. And I don't want, you know, as you get older, for your quality of life to go down. And walking is so important. So I'm really glad that you did that.
Me too. And, you know, it's beautiful here at the shore again today. So my headphones could be going on and there could be, but I have to work on those damn email templates. I should be done.
Every walk I go on, I put these on. It's so nice. So
I know. Yes. Yeah. I'm well aware.
Okay. I love you, Dad. I appreciate everyone.
I think very highly of you. I think so highly of you that
I thank you. Mind the drift.
It borderlines on love, I'm sure.
Thank you, everyone, for being here. We'll be back tomorrow. Dad, enjoy the afternoon. I will see you later on.
Okie doke, I got a call.